Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
As sports people, it's easy to know what helps us. You need to make weight, cut your calories. You're dehydrated, drink more water. You need to get stronger, follow this gym program. But as sports people, we know that knowing is much easier than doing. To see the result, we must be willing to do the hard work. And as Christians, when we think about how we can worship Jesus in and through our sport, knowing what to do is, for the most part, easy. We know what is right and wrong in the game. We know when we shouldn't join in on the edgy banter in the changing room. We know when it's unwise to have another drink. But doing isn't as easy as knowing. And the doing is the hard work of the Christian life. This is what Paul reminds Timothy of in 2 Timothy 2 verse 6. And to do this, he tells Timothy to dwell on the picture of the hard-working farmer. Paul gives just one characteristic of the farmer who should be the first to receive the share of the crops. Hard-working. I'm sure there was much more to being a farmer than simply working hard. Knowing what to plant and when to plant it would have undoubtedly been important. Having the right tools and technology would have been invaluable, but unless the farmer was actually willing to roll the sleeves up, to do the hard work, do what needed to be done, the rest would count for nothing. When we look at the lives and teaching of Jesus and of Paul, we see that the pattern of the Christian life is self-denial and hardship. It often means going against the flow and standing out in our sports clubs as we live distinctive lives for Jesus. It means denying the cravings of our sinful desires on a daily basis. It is the real cost of sacrificial living for the good of others ahead of ourselves. Paul wants us to be under no illusions. Living for Jesus is hard work. So what keeps us going? Grace and power. Remember verse 1. Remember the grace of Jesus. This underpins everything. Stand strong in grace. Jesus earned your righteousness, dealt with your sin, and has guaranteed your place in heaven. Live and work hard in the freedom of God's wonderful grace. And remember, the power we have to live for God all comes from God by His Spirit. Consider the crop. Paul reminds Timothy that it's the hard-working farmer who is the first to receive a share of the crop. For the farmer, there is a reward for his hard work. American theologian and pastor John Piper said, "Man's chief end is to glorify God by enjoying Him forever." He makes the point that our joy and God's glory go hand in hand. The result of living for Jesus is God's glory and our joy. This is the crop for which we work. You want to experience joy in life that nothing else can offer? Work hard. Do the things that bring God glory. Living for Jesus will be hard. So today, remember the hard-working farmer. It is the one that works hard who receives the first share of the crops. Work hard today to live faithfully for Jesus and enjoy the crop, a life that glorifies God and brings unrivaled joy. Let's pray. Lord, I pray that You would give me the strength to do what is right today as I compete in my sport. Help me to work hard to be faithful to You. And may I know the deep joy that is found in living a life that glorifies You today. Amen. Let's pray for our sports friends. Pray that they would see something of Jesus in the way that you act and compete today. Pray for opportunities, to point them towards Him.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.